You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cook Unity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning. Just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cook Unity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs, delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Dr. Kirthi Mahati, an accomplished nematologist, is the former director of the Tea Research Institute of Sri Lanka. TRI was first established in 1925 as an arm of the Planters Association of Ceylon to enrich the tea industry through professional research findings. The Sri Lanka Standards Institution was established in 1964 under the Ministry of Technology. It is a member of ISO, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland. Kirthi, you mentioned your involvement in preparing all the ISO matters for the benefit of the tea industry.
We anticipate that this meeting will be one of the few international meetings, very successful meetings organized in Sri Lanka after the COVID-19 pandemic. And we expect a substantial business and international attractions and affiliations to this gathering. That this plenary meeting of the ISO will give us a platform to share our experiences from Sri Lanka as well as from other producing countries with our best practices. And at the same time, we will take through some of the key aspects. So far, we have been working under various working groups with respect to tea classification, oolong tea and white tea, green tea, purple tea, matcha tea, polyphenols, theanine, and some of the other task groups like metal dust and density measurement in green leaf. So those are the few technical matters we put forward this time. And being the Tea Research Institute, the main focal institution for generating the technical aspects with regard to all aspects that I just mentioned, will share at these working groups and task group meetings on 23rd, along with our other producing and consuming country representatives. And then we'll come to a conclusion, come to an agreement. So how best we should collate this information. Our main objective is to deliver the ISO matters for the benefit of the tea industry globally, with the objectives of showcasing the Sri Lankan capacity and commitment to adhere to ISO requirements on tea, not necessarily black tea as a major black tea producing country, but also other teas like green tea, white tea, yellow tea, pink tea, purple tea, masala tea, you name anything. So with respect to any product that will reach the consumer, we need to ensure that the quality is assured. So Sri Lanka proudly exhibits the one of the major tea producing countries, being the sole tea producing country fully aligned with ISO standards. So this is going to be a best practice showcase for the entire tea nation. So this particular ISO TC 34 SC 8 plenary meeting will cover most of the globally important technical matters, to the tea production, processing and marketing, and will also provide a platform to share experiences from different tea producing and consuming countries, as I said. There will be 18 member countries participating, namely China, Germany, Japan, Kenya, India, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Indonesia, Ireland, Malawi, Pakistan, Romania, Switzerland, Ukraine, Turkey, and United States, inclusive of Sri Lanka.
Krithi, you mentioned your involvement in preparing all the ISO matters for the benefit of the tea industry.
The benefit of the ISO deliberations for the benefit of the consumer and consuming and producing countries. The food and beverage industry, we should understand that the standards are important because the consumers are educated, so they know very well about what they really want. And at the same time, the producers have another responsibility to ensure that the exact quality that the consumer requires meet the consumer expectations. So in that respect, the ISO organization has specified the scope for the field of tea, covering the fields of all standards with different types of tea, testing methods, the quality, including the sensory, the composition, the biological, chemical, and physical characteristics, the good cultivation practices, the good agricultural practices and manufacturing practices, including transportation and packing, and all aspects in the value chain until the product goes to the hands of the consumer.
The agenda opens with Sylvia Fishback, the ISO committee manager and chairman, presenting a report and review of the ISO Code of Ethics and Conduct. Technical sessions follow. One of the committee's critical tasks is defining the scientifically sound characteristics of specialty tea. This year, presentations will include the definition and basic requirements of jasmine tea, followed by a presentation and discussion defining the requirements of white tea. Green tea is firmly established, but the vocabulary is under review. Dr. Stephen Karori Mubita, a lecturer in the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at Edgerton University, will present a 15-minute talk on purple tea. Matcha follows with a discussion of the chemical analysis of chlorophyll that results from the unique shading and processing. During the day, delegates will also review the basic requirements for tea polyphenol extracts and what standards chai powder must achieve to be designated masala chai. Delegates will also hear a presentation on calculating the concentration of theanine in tea and instant tea. Proposals for potential new aspects of standardization are then heard. Liaison reports follow on sensory analysis and CET European Tea Committee, and a report on a working group that convened with the FAO Tea Trade and Quality Standards.
The scope of ISO will facilitate the clarity of tea quality for the international trade to ensure that the consumer expectations of tea quality is met in connection with regard to the Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is the major orthodox black tea producing country, which have almost over 140 different countries consuming Ceylon tea of this quality. So Sri Lanka, as a producing country, has a responsibility to ensure that the standards set by the ISO in association with the with all the producing countries as well as the consuming countries with respect to the quality.
Kirthi writes that the event involved planning by the Colombo Tea Traders Association, the Sri Lanka Tea Board, and the CITC in association with the Ministries of Trade and Commerce and Agriculture and Plantation Industries, which helped organize the one-day event. He said that UNIDO, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, helped fund the event under the BESPA Food Project. In parallel with the ISO technical meeting, SLSI has organized visits to the Sri Lanka Tea Board and the SLSI laboratories in Colombo, as well as some garden visits.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.